Text line coming through. LSU better win that first game or Brian Kelly's going to be in trouble. I don't know. In trouble? We'll see. He needs to have a big year. That's for damn sure. With the talent they have and the quarterback they have. Yeah, LSU ought to have a big year. Also, saying in my ear, Tyler Milner, our producer, who is back from Albuquerque. Congratulations on all your developments. Said in my ear that the Raiders have signed Amari Cooper. He is back in it. He signed late with the or in the second half of the year with the Bills last year. Has been kind of chilling on the couch, and now he is a Las Vegas Raider.
Pulled a Los Correa.
He did. There he went. Went on back, huh?
Yes, sir.
I wonder if he'll go back and get 89. Was that it? That was his number, I believe.
Is he 89 with the Raiders?
Did he? I know he. I felt like he started with 89. Did I just completely make that up? Now I'm thinking about it. I feel like that was Ronald Curry's number. Or was he 9? No?
No, I think you hit it on the head, yeah. Man. I think it was 89.
It was 9 in college. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Okay, 89. Yeah, he's got to go back and take that. He had been going, yeah. Yeah, he's got to go back and take that. But, go ahead, Amari Cooper. Boy. You talking about it may be, time may be coming up for him. He couldn't really make an impact at all with the Bills last year, and that, and they were thirsting for receivers.
So, yeah, I lost money on it.
Yeah, I didn't.
I just needed more than 1.5 catches a couple times, and I couldn't get that. I couldn't get 2 snaps, much less 2 catches.
Yeah, that's that one time. Yeah, you needed 1.5. You needed 2 catches. He didn't get 2 snaps.
Oh man, I needed 1.5 at one time, and he didn't even see the field. And the next time, he had caught 1 screen. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah. All right, let's look at the Texans as they finish up the preseason slate. By the way, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. But now the preseason is completely over. 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, jump in on this. What most impressed you? All right. Everybody's going to talk about us being negative, damn it. No, what most impressed you? What were you most impressed about coming off these 3 preseason games? What we've watched during camp? Also, you can include some of them joint practices. What impressed you the most?
Ooh, this one's easy for me, Ron. I think the Texans' pass protection overall. I think we've talked a lot about the running backs and how well they've pass protected, top to bottom. I think that is really something that stuck out to most people that go to practice and watch practice. After preseason, you know, week 2, the way that Andrews and Ingram worked inside at that guard position. For me, I know at least gave me hope that Tytus Howard moving to tackle is going to work. And then you get to the tackle position, and the fact that you've got 4 tackles, 5 if you count Trent Brown, but 4 tackles, and you could potentially see a $12 to $14 million man that you brought in here to replace Laremy Tunsil be a backup, because your left tackle that you drafted, out of Minnesota in the second round has worked out so well that he might upseat that $12 to $14 million man for a starting job. So the pass protection overall, top to bottom, I think has been the most impressive part of the preseason for me. In games, by the way, because in practice it was not pretty, but in games, when we didn't know the opponent didn't know us, what they were able to get accomplished was impressive.
Coming here from the text line, as we said, what has impressed you? Now preseason's over, what has impressed you the most? Someone texted in, Nate and Huffman, most impressed by the consistency in the coaching from the starters through the second and third units.
What Nate coaching's did. Been good. I mean, look, the coaching, D'Amico Ryan's going to surround himself with tremendous coaches. There's no doubt about that. I don't think there's
except been for Bobby Sloak.
Bobby Sloak, I think so. There's been very little turnover other than the offensive coordinator, the O-line coach. I mean, it just seems like D'Amico Ryan's, you know, now you can argue he brought in a couple of guys here that are really good cleats in the turf type of coaches and kind of took it to the next level. But look, I think the coaching has always been really, really good. here. D'Amico really looking over and standing over the offense, I think makes them significantly better. So, yeah, I think coaching is one of them.
I joke, I don't think Bobby Slowick's a bad coach. I will throw this one out, Clint. I'm really impressed when we saw this from Russell Wilson at the start of his career. When a guy, and there are no plans for him to get a position that he got, but he forced the coaching staff and the brass that put the team together to change how they viewed him and to change his position on the team, that is very impressive. And I think Xavier Hutchinson did that. I don't think there was a plan that Xavier Hutchinson would be one of their top three receivers right now. I don't think that was the plan. Hell, I think there was a chance coming into this sucker that he may not make the team. And his play forced them to have to handle things different. They drafted a wide receiver with their number one pick this year. They drafted another one in the third round. They paid Justin Watson. But he forced his way into being the third receiver, it seems like, right now in this team. So I'm most impressed by the camp and the consistency of Hutchinson.
I like it because it will be absolutely huge for this team. Now, if Higgins develops and he becomes that guy, whoever the third overall receiver is going to be huge for this football team. Whether it's Xavier Hutchinson now and he holds on to it, or it's Higgins and he comes along, Jay Noel gets some run, we'll see. Right now, you're right, it's Hutchinson.
I'm just saying, you look at him and Mechie, a similar space coming into it.
Yeah, I think it's
Mechie's
fair.
Traded and he's jumped over the rookie.
Yeah, he's getting run, he's getting burned, no question. I got a couple more. Will Anderson and Daniil Hunter, look, I knew they were good, Ron. I didn't know that we were going to go out there and literally just ruin practice for two and a half weeks. Like I didn't like these two. I mean, look, they're regarded as one of the best 1-2 punches in the game, one of the best edge rushing tandems in the game. So it's no secret that they're really good. But this is a different animal. I walked out there and watched every day at practice, knowing that I was watching or feeling like I was watching a Super Bowl caliber defense. And you watch these two guys just dominate time and time and time again, and how they go about their business, how they handle their business. I can't sit here and tell you that's what I expected out of Will and Daniil in practice and in camp.
Yeah,
I mean, most teams that have this caliber player, they're on the sideline. You know, they're hanging out. They're taking days off. They're taking vet days. These guys were wrecking shop every damn practice. And so I think there, and then I got one more for you. Kalen Bullock. I'm sorry, you're right. Damn it, Bullock.
Bullock.
Gosh dang
it. Who was it that said it real hard like that? Said, I can't remember. But go ahead.
Again, knew he was good. Obviously had a great year last year. Hoped that he kept building on that and would come back a better player. And I think it's fair to say, like, in terms of making plays, like, on the ball, like, impacting plays, not just edge rusher sacking, I think it's fair to say that Kalen Bullock has stood out more consistently and longer than anybody on this team. Hell, he had a pick in the damn joint practice against Detroit.
I know they love old Tommy. Say he's Mr. Consistency, but Kalen Bullock.
Guy?
No. Kalen, that's what he called him today, Mr. Consistency. But Kalen Bullock has been that too.
It's every day,
plays
Ron.
Every
I mean, the one defensive rep that I saw with Carolina, he was breaking down. He was high on the roof, breaking down and reaching over and slapping down a pass from Bryce Young. I can't remember who it was. I think the McMillan kid. But it's just every time you watch a Texans practice, you better believe Will and Daniil are going to catch your eye off the edge, and Kalen Bullock. You just follow the ball. Kalen Bullock is going to make multiple plays on the ball.
Yeah, I think CJ's maybe completed more balls to him than he has some of the other receivers.
You think he's got more receptions than some of the wide receivers out there?
Cephas. From CJ. From CJ.
Right.
Not Davis. From CJ. No, Kalen Bullock has been a...
You went Cephas. Huh? Cephas.
By the way, shout out to him. He made a really nice grab.
Shoot, what do you have? Six catches?
Yeah.
Five or six catches?
Went up and mossed that young man. I heard John Harris, you can hear after us, Said he did it to him in practice, too.
Did it to him in practice. They tried it to the right side. They came back, got the matchup on the left, and did it again.
Yep. Text line coming in. Good afternoon, fellas. The thing that has impressed me the most is this defense, the Texans defense. They've been able to overcome any big plays or penalties, holding or pass interference. It doesn't matter. They'll come back and still make a play and hold the team. Well, I don't know how much that was the top guys, but the defense played pretty well. All levels is.
Yeah, look, the defense is nasty. I had to pinpoint a couple of people, man. They're just, it's different. I mean, you don't, and maybe it's by design, but you know, you don't see much from Stingley just because they don't throw his way. And Kamari, you know, they don't throw. There's not seen a whole lot. I mean, Kalen Bullock said, "Damn it, I'm gonna be on the film. I'm gonna catch you. Right, you're gonna know who I am after this training camp. Every day it's something." So,
yep.
The defense is. Yeah, is
I was listening to Ryan Clark. He specifically pointed out Kalen Bullock and how he's ready to take the next step.